Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts.
我们来到《使徒行传》，让我们一起来跟大家思想这段圣经。
And let us ponder over this passage of scripture.
上个星期我们跟大家讲，教会遇到一些教义的难题，他们就来到耶路撒冷跟教会的领袖开会。
And last week we mentioned that the church was faced with some problems on doctrine, and they came to the church in Jerusalem and discussed with the apostles and the elders.
今天呢，我们要这段经文里面再一次看到，到底教会又遇到了一些争执。这一次是两个领袖的争执，他们怎么解决
？And today we come to the passage where again there arose a dispute between two leaders of the church, and how did they resolve it?
让我们来看《使徒行传》第十五章，我们要从36读到41节。
So let us read from Acts chapter 15, verses 36 to 41.
使徒行传十五章三十六节说，过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回去到从前传主道的各城，看望弟兄的情况如何。巴拿巴有意将代称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他，不和他同去做工，就以为不可带他去。于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往塞浦路斯去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，蒙弟兄们把他交与主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利加，兼顾众教会。
Acts chapter 15, verse 36. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord, and see how they are." Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark.But Paul forbears not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia, and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
所以在这个就是很出名的，在教会里面呢，很出名的一段圣经，讲到巴拿巴跟保罗有争执。
And this is a very famous passage in our church, in the churches where there is a dispute.
教会里面有不同的解释。
And there are different interpretations offered by different churches.
有些人说保罗对。
Some said Paul was right.
有些人说巴拿巴对。
And others said Barnabas.
有些人说两个人都对。
And some said they were both right.
有些人说巴拿巴对，因为他是一个劝慰者。
And it is said that Barnabas was the son of encouragement.
因为保罗是传福音讲道的人，巴拿巴是辅导的人。
And Paul was the evangelist, while Barnabas was the counselor.
那么在这里我们看到巴拿巴很有恩典，很有恩慈，很有怜悯的心。
And we see here that Barnabas was full of compassion and grace.
那么保罗就好像没有给人犯错的人，他没有给他第二次机会。
And Paul did not give a second chance to those who have erred.
那么有些人认为保罗也对，巴拿巴也对，反正他们两个人，一个人走左边，一个人走右边，一个人去塞浦路斯，一个人去叙利亚，没有问题。
And some reason that they both took different paths, one went to Syria, the other went to Cyprus, so there's no problem, they were just taking different paths.
有些人说我们同意，我们可以持有不同意见的人。
And some people say, let us agree to disagree.
当然，如果我们是为了个人的喜好，我们同意，别人有不同的喜好，那没有问题。
Of course, if it is coming to personal preferences, we can agree to disagree, and people can have their own preferences.
但是来到教会，来到神的家，来到真理，来到这个教义的时候呢，我们不能够随意的妥协。
But when it comes to the church or God's house and doctrinal matters, we cannot compromise easily.
在教会里面呢，神有神的这个定义，神的旨意，怎么样来管理这个教会？
Within the church, God has His will of how the church ought to be governed.
所以让我们来稍微了解一下，到底是巴拿巴对还是保罗对？
So let us try to understand whether it was Barnabas or Paul who was right.
当然，我们查考圣经，我们发现这里面巴拿巴的这个名称呢。的名字叫做劝慰子，意思是说他很会劝导人，他很会安慰人，他很会鼓励人，他很有恩慈，他很有怜悯。
And when we look at the Bible, it tells us that the name Barnabas, when translated, means son of encouragement. This shows us that Barnabas was full of compassion and grace, and he could counsel people.
所以从这一点上面，很多人就认为巴拿巴是对的。
And from this point, some people consider Barnabas to be right.
因为巴拿巴充满了爱心来照顾这个马可。
Because Barnabas was full of love and he was taking care of Mark.
何况在提摩太后书那边，保罗也后来写到说，哎呀，你赶快把保罗把马可带来，因为他在我传道的事上与我有益。
In fact, it is also said that.Paul later on wrote to Timothy and asked Timothy to get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry.
啊，起初的时候又拒绝他，现在又要他。
So Paul rejected, Mark at the beginning, and now he has accepted Mark.
你不要他就赶他自己，要他就叫他来。
If you don't want him and then you ask him to go away, now you want him and ask him to come.
啊，所以这个保罗到底你到底是？是接受他还是不接受他
？So Paul, are you accepting or not accepting him?
那么后来在哥罗西书的时候呢，我们也看到保罗写信告诉他们说，这个如果马可到你这里，你们也应该接待他。
And in the epistle to the Colossians, Paul wrote that concerning whom you have received instructions, if Mark comes to you, welcome him.
那么后来我们也知道马可花了很多时间跟彼得在一起。
And we also know that Mark.Spend much time with Peter.
他不但跟巴拿巴在一起，后来他花时间跟这个彼得在一起。
Not only did Mark spend much time with Barnabas, he spent much time with Peter later on.
而且彼得在彼得前书五章那边把马可称为他的儿子。
And Peter called Mark his son in First Peter.
所以这个是他属灵的儿子，好像提摩太是保罗的属灵的儿子，马可是。这个彼得的属灵的儿子。
And this is referring to a spiritual son, just like Timothy was a spiritual son of Paul, Mark was a spiritual son of Peter.
后来我们也看到马可福音就是这个他所写的。
And we know that the gospel of Mark was written by this very same Mark.
这样是不是保罗真的错了呢？
So did Paul make a mistake?
我们怎么样来解释这段圣经呢？
How do we explain this passage?
啊，我们说，哎呀，没有关系，谁对谁错都不要紧，反正福音传开就可以了。
And some people say, never mind who's right or wrong, as long as the gospel is spread.
但是呢，我要告诉你，不可以的，我们必须要按照正义分解圣经的道。
But I tell you, we cannot just brush this passage aside, because we must be rightly handling the word of truth.
提摩太后书二章十五节说，你们当借力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做神无愧的工人。按正义分解真理的道。
Second Timothy 2:15 tells us to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
我很喜欢这一个故事。
I love this story.
因为这个故事表面上看去非常的简单。
Because as we look at this story superficially, it is very simple.
但是呢，你要知道，当你还没有做。深一层的研究的时候，你觉得哎，这边看呢，好像是巴拿巴对，而且呢要不是就是两个都对，反正你看的时候呢，总是有这个感觉。
And before careful study of the text, it seems that either Barnabas was right or both of them were right.
所以呢，我们要到底谁对谁错呢？我们一定要严谨属神的人，我们一定要很严谨的按照圣经来分解真理的道。知道这段圣经在记载到底是对还是错。
But those of us who belong to God, we must actually study the passage carefully in order to determine who was right, who was wrong.
我研究之后呢，我跟大家讲，我认为巴拿巴是错。
And after careful study, let me tell you in advance, I believe that Barnabas was wrong.
为什么呢？我把下面的这些证据给大家看。
Why? I shall prove to you.
第一呢，巴拿巴跟马可的关系是什么关系？
First, what was Barnabas' relationship with John Mark?
如果你看圣经的话呢，你会发现巴拿巴呢，在这个哥罗西书四章十节里面呢，巴拿巴是，马可是巴拿巴的表弟。
If you look at Colossians 4:10, you realize that John Mark was the cousin of Barnabas.
哦，为什么巴拿巴你要带 John Mark 带马可，不是不带别人？哦，他是我的表弟。
So Barnabas, why do you want to bring John Mark along? Oh, he's my cousin.
啊，这个叫做裙带关系。
And this is called nepotism.
啊，意思说在教会里面可以不可以说，哎，我是教会的牧师，我的儿子教会的长老，可以吗？
So if I'm the pastor of the church, can I say my son shall be the elder?
我相信你们马上就说不可以了，对不对？ Oh, 你们已经笑了，对吧？
Of course, I can see from your reaction that you are not really supportive of that idea.
那么在这边，马可说，哎，我一定要带我的表弟去，怎么可以？你表弟就关系这么好，你就可以带，为什么不可以？
And here, Barnabas was trying to bring along his cousin.
那么你知道，当他们在一起的时候呢，他们讨论这个问题，讨论得很严重，而且他们吵架。
And so, as they discussed this, there arose a sharp disagreement.
他们争论。
And they disagreed.
争论到一个面红耳赤，结果两个人分手，这个就把教会分裂了。
And it was so sharp a disagreement that they departed from each other, so it was almost a church split.
啊，有话好好讲嘛，不要这样了。
So they should just sit down and talk nicely, don't go on separate ways.
哇，巴拿巴就带着马可，好，我们去塞浦路斯。
And so Barnabas took John Mark and brought him to Cyprus.
啊，那么我们要告诉你说，哎，很好吗？他塞巴拿巴去塞浦路斯传道，保罗去叙利亚传道，啊，教会的福音传得很大，很好嘛。
And if we look at it on the surface, we might say this is a good thing. Paul went to preach the gospel at Syria, and Barnabas went to preach the gospel at Cyprus. So the gospel is spread. It's a good thing.
那么我要问你，为什么巴拿巴要去塞浦路斯呢？
But let me ask you, why did Barnabas go to Cyprus?
啊，你要知道。巴拿巴的家乡在哪里？
Do you know where is the hometown of Barnabas?
巴拿巴的家乡就是塞浦路斯。
Barnabas' hometown was none other than Cyprus.
所以他的意思，他跟保罗吵架了，生气，我不干了，走了，他回家了。
In other words, after the dispute between Barnabas and Paul, Barnabas quit and went home.
啊，所以这个就严重了。现在不是到另外一个地方传道，他是不干了，走巴拿巴，我马可，我们走，我们回家不做了。
Now this is serious because Barnabas did not go and to another place to preach the gospel. What he actually did was to quit and go home.
啊，我要告诉你这个呢，如果你知道巴拿巴的家乡是这个塞浦路斯，你又知道马可是他的表弟，你开始你的决定就开始不同了。
And after you realize that John Mark was the cousin of Barnabas, and they actually went home to Cyprus, I believe you are starting to change your mind.
第三点呢，你要注意到一件事情，巴拿巴跟马可去塞浦路斯的时候没有教会的祝福，意思说教会没有差遣他们去。
And thirdly, you want to realize that Barnabas and John Mark's return to Cyprus was not sent by the church or blessed by the church.
你看十五章第四十节。
Look at chapter 15, verse 40.
在这边四十节里面，保罗拣选了希拉，就出去蒙弟兄们把他交与主的恩中。
Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord.
这几句话是说，弟兄们、教会们呢，把他们交在主，这个是一说差遣他们出去的一个祝福。
To be commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord is actually a phrase that represented the sending of the church with its blessing.
那么如果同样的一个句在使徒行传14:23里面也是这么讲，他说他们选了长老之后呢，啊，就把他们交托所信的主，这种语言呢是说他们差遣或者把他们有教会的祝福。
We see the same phrase in Acts 14:23, When they had appointed elders in the church, they commended them to the Lord. So this kind of phrasing represented the blessings from the church.
那么同样的是四章第二十六节是说，当时候他们被众人所托蒙神之恩，要办理所做的工作，就是他们差派巴拿巴跟保罗上去耶路撒冷，有这一种话。
And Acts 14:26, when the church sent Barnabas and Paul to Jerusalem, it is using the same phrase that they have been commended to the grace of the Lord.
所以这里呢，我们就看见巴拿巴跟保罗呢，巴拿巴说他要去塞浦路斯，为什么呢？他是回家，他没有神的，没有教会的祝福。那么保罗呢？保罗离开的时候是有教会的祝福。
And so we can see a distinction here that Barnabas went home without the blessing of the church. But Paul continued the work with the blessing of the church.
但是我个人觉得最重要的还是第四点。
And personally, I believe that the most important point is the fourth.
因为在第四，在十五，这个使徒行传第十五章之后呢，就不再提起巴拿巴了。
Because from Acts 15 onwards, Barnabas is not mentioned anymore.
圣经是的作者是圣灵。
The author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
他在写的时候呢，当他们发现争执的时候，巴拿巴去到塞浦路斯之后呢，他已经不再写，他继续在讲保罗第二次布道、第三次布道等等，他继续讲下去。他的不出声就告诉我们，这个不是圣灵所祝福的。
And the author, the Holy Spirit, continued showing us from the book of Acts.About the works of Paul after that, and the Holy Spirit was totally silent about Barnabas after this.
所以整本使徒行传来到第十五章，这是提到巴拿巴最后一次。
And in the entire book of Acts, this is the last time Barnabas was mentioned.
让我们再思想一下，为什么马可要带这个巴拿巴要带马可呢？他是表弟，为什么要去塞浦路斯？因为他是回家。再来呢，他们没有教会的差遣。那么何况圣经在这个时候不再提起巴拿巴，可见巴拿巴的确是的嫌疑很大。
So as you look at the entire flow right now, John Mark was Barnabas' cousin, and Barnabas took John Mark and went home, and they were not sent by the church, and after this, Barnabas was not mentioned anymore, so we now view Barnabas with suspect.
那么再来呢？巴拿巴呢？你要知道巴拿巴跟保罗之间的关系是什么？保罗是大使徒。
And you want to understand the relationship here is that Paul was the apostle.
所以他是使徒，他巴拿巴应该听他的话。
And being the apostle, Barnabas should have submitted to Paul.
不但是这样，你看第三十六节一开始的时候是巴拿巴对保罗说：“我们走，我们去再一次第二次旅行布道，去看这些弟兄姐妹他们怎么样。”
And not only this, in verse 36, it was Barnabas who told Paul that they should go.
所以在这里呢，我们看到巴拿巴应该服从保罗的带领。
So we should realize that.Barnabas should have obeyed Paul.
或许巴拿巴认为我是保罗的恩人，你知道吗？
Maybe Barnabas might reason that Paul was indebted to me.
当你信主的时候，没有人认识你，是我伸手去带你进入教会。
When you first believed Paul, nobody accepted you. I was the one who brought you into church.
是我带你去见使徒。
I brought you to the apostles.
而且是我带你去安提阿服事。
And I brought you to Antioch to serve.
但是这些都不重要，最重要是保罗是神所差派的使徒。
But all these things are not important because Paul was the apostle of God.
因为神，我们所在教会的根基呢，就是神所差派的使徒跟先知作为我们的根基。
And the foundation of the church would be the apostles and the prophets.
而且神在教会里面建立的时候呢，应该是以教会的使徒长老们做决策。
And as God built the church, He actually entrusted the apostles and elders to lead the church.
但是很多人说不是的，你看保罗他是非常注意，我们叫做 task oriented， 意思是他很注意应该做完的工作，他没有注意到人的需要。
Some people reason that Paul was more task oriented than people centered.
但是呢，巴拿巴是他很注意人的需要，很帮助人。
But Barnabas, in contrast, actually paid attention to the needs of men and he helped men.
很多人说这个保罗没有给巴拿巴的给马可第二次的机会，第一次他的确犯错，第二次应该给他机会嘛。
And some people reason that Paul did not give Mark a second chance. Yes, maybe Mark did err in the first time, but Paul should have given him a second chance.
但是请你注意，我们在这段圣经里面不是在讲保罗是不是给马可第二次机会。
But you should pay attention that this passage is not about whether Paul was willing to give Mark a second chance.
这边是在讲保罗在做第二次宣教的计划，他第二次要出去宣教要带谁，他是在讲出去宣教的这个事情。
The context here was referring to Paul's plan of a second missionary journey, and in this second missionary journey, who they should bring along.
这个我就很清楚。
And this makes it very clear.
为什么呢？当我们要出去外面宣教的时候，特别到一些危险的地方的时候。
And I'm very clear about this personally because when I go to a very dangerous place to as a missionary,
我们不知道那个地方是什么情况。
I do not know the situation of that place.
很多人每次问我说，哎，你去宣教的时候，谁来接你？
And many people ask me when you go on a mission trip, who will receive you?
我说我不知道。
I say I do not know.
啊，那么你去什么地方？
And they ask where are you going?
我去这个大城市，那么他带我们去哪里？我不知道。
And I fly into a big city, but after that, who brings me to where I know not?
你不知道你去什么地方，也不知道谁来接你，这样怎么办？
You know not where you are going or who's receiving you, so what are you going to do?
我告诉你，这个就是危险。
And this is the danger.
啊，因为去到那边呢，有人问你，你是某某人吗？我说是，请跟着我。
Because when I arrive at the airport, somebody whom I do not know would approach me and ask, are you so and so? I will reply yes, and then they will say, follow me.
他说那边有一辆车，请你上车。
There's a car there, get in.
哦，我就上车。
And so I do.
去到另一个地方，他说停车，请你下车，去隔壁的车，那就去隔壁的车。
And they will take me to a certain place, and then we will switch cars.
然后到了一个地方，哪里呢？你进去一个房间就是进去房间，我们不问第二句话。
And when we reach the whatever place,They tell me to enter this room and I go in with no questions asked.
有一次我在讲道的时候呢，讲到一半的时候，他说停止。
And there was once when I was preaching, the people stood up and said stop.
然后他跟所有的人说，你们全部躲进所有的屋子，不要出来，听到什么声音都不要出来，把他们关起来。
And they instructed everyone to return to their rooms and shut the doors and not to come out no matter what happens.
啊，我年纪够大了。
My age is well advanced.
我已经聪明了，我不会问了。为什么啊？为什么你讲清楚我才做
？I do not ask why. Tell me, explain before I obey.
他说低头我就低头，他说坐下我就坐下，他说走我就走，我不会做第二句话。
They ask me to bow my head and I bow my head. They ask me to squat and I squat. They ask me to walk and I walk without question.
因为他们知道他们在做什么，我不知道发生什么事情。
Because they know what's happening, I know not.
所以我们在那边要听他的话。
So when we are there, we listen to them.
当我们出到外面的时候，我们把生命交给他们的手中。
And when we go to those places, we hand our lives to them.
所以如果我要带一个马可，这个马可一要听话，他如果半途，如果他做错误的决定，我的生命就可能因为被他害死。
And if I were to bring Mark along, if he doesn't obey or if he makes a wrong decision along the way, all of us will die together.
他不但害死我，害死我们其他的同工。
And not only will he cause my death, he's going to cause the death of everyone.
带的人，我一定要信任他。
So the one whom I bring must be trusted.
你知道保罗在第十六章写下去的时候呢，他到腓立比的时候呢，他就被人用棍打，而且被下在监里，可是甚至有生命的危险。
And as we read on in Acts 16, when Paul arrived at Philippi, he was beaten and he was thrown into prison.
所以保罗告诉巴拿巴说，不可以带马可去。如果你带马可，可能马可会死，可能你也会死，可能我也会死，所以整个事工都会失败。
And so Paul is telling or was telling Barnabas that he is not to bring Mark because he would cause Mark to die, he would die, Paul would die, and the whole ministry would fail.
所以如果今天我要差你到非洲去，
So today if I were to send you to Africa,
到一个很危险的地方去，
To a dangerous place,
我问你，你肯不肯带马可去？
And I ask you, will you bring Mark?
如果你不肯，你怎么说保罗是错？
And if you refuse, would you accuse Paul of erring?
所以很重要的，你要注意到这段圣经在记载的背景，它的内容是讲什么？是宣教。
So you want to understand that the context of this passage is about missionary trip.
是讲宣教，他们去一个危险的地方应该做什么计划。
And they were planning on a mission trip which is to a dangerous place.
在这里不是说保罗 不给帮马可第二次机会。
So this is not about Paul not giving Mark a second chance.
不是保罗在讲要不要赦免他，不是，我们不是在讲这个，我们是讲宣教。
And neither does this passage tell us that Paul did not forgive Mark. This is about a mission trip.
所以在这里呢，我们就看得出来，如果是这样的话，现在我们再来想一想整个事情。
So when we look at all these details, now let us go back and look at the entire event.
好了，我们要保罗告马可，告诉马可，马可，我们要去这第二次宣教了。
And Paul was telling Mark, we are going to a mission trip.
巴拿巴说我要带马可。
And Barnabas said, I'm going to bring Mark.
为什么带马可？他是我的表弟，为什么不可以？
And he's my cousin. Why not?
啊，那么他就跟他吵起来，是怎么样？哦，这样吵了，为什么一定要听你？我回家了，不做了。
And they disputed. And Barnabas said, I'm not going to obey. I'm going home.
他走的时候，教会没有祝福他们。
And when he left, they were not blessed by the church.
那么第二呢？第三呢？他们走的时候，保罗走的时候，教会来祝福。
But when Paul left, the church blessed him.
那么保罗呢？保罗是一个领导，他是一个大是使徒，我们应该听他的话。
And Paul was the apostle, the leader who should be submitted to.
巴拿巴应该听他的话。
Barnabas should have submitted to him.
但是他们不服从。
But they did not.
那么最后呢？你要知道，这个是一个宣教。保罗知道这个危险，这样去呢，这个马可可能会出事的。
And so this is actually about a mission trip, and Paul knows the dangers of bringing anyone who is not trusted, and they might all die.
如果按照这样的思想的话，这个内容背景是在讲宣教的话，这样我想保罗是对的。
And if the context is about a mission trip, then I believe Paul was right.
所以当你有了这些资料，你来看这段圣经的时候呢，你会发现我们的解释跟决定完全不同。
And so, after you have all these details, when we come to the interpretation, you will realize that it will be very different.
所以当我们来解释这段圣经的时候，我们一定要很清楚，我们不只要看表面，我们要深入的研究这段圣经背后的一些背景。
So as we come to interpret this passage, we realize that we cannot look at it superficially, but we must go into the background study.
我就给你一个简单的这个解释圣经的原则。
And let me give you some simple principles in interpreting the Bible.
当你读这段圣经的时候，你一定要注意那个字的用法。
And as you study the Bible, you must do some word studies.
比如说在这里他讲到争论这两个字。
For example, when he said that there was a disagreement.
那么但是你看英文圣经翻译的不是 disagreement, 它是翻译成 sharp disagreement, 是很严厉的这个冲突。
And when the Bible says a sharp disagreement, this is a serious dispute.
而且呢，严重到一个程度，他们必须要分手。
And it was so serious that they separated from each other.
所以我们就知道这个不是简单两个人好了好了，你走那边了，我走这边，不是，这个是很严厉的这种争吵，吵到一个人脸色都变了，而且要分裂。
So we realize that this is no discussion where they simply agree to disagree. They were actually having a huge argument.
不但是这样呢，我们要查这个字，而且呢，我们要查注意它的文法。
So other than the word study, we also must pay attention to the grammar.
特别37节那里，他说巴拿巴有意带称呼马可的约翰同去。
Especially in verse 37, it says Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark.
这里有意这两个字的文法是说他们坚持，就是不断的一次要坚持说，一定要带他去，你不带去又不可以。一个 imperfect tense, 就是说他坚持不断的坚持。
And this actually it was in the imperfect tense in the original Greek, meaning that Barnabas was actually insisting to bring John.
所以我们就知道这个争吵是很严重。
So we know that this argument was serious.
所以我们不但是要读那个文字，我们要知那个文法，而且我们要知道那个文脉。
Other than the word study and the grammar, we must pay attention to the context.
这个文脉它就是它内容，它的背景是在讲什么？它是在讲宣教。
And the context here is about a mission trip.
所以它不是在讲要不要原谅马可，不是在讲这个事，说 这样的弟兄可不可以上去宣教？
So this has nothing to do with whether to forgive Mark or not to forgive Mark, but rather should we bring such a person with us or not?
如果你用宣教的角度来看呢，其实马可真的不适合去，因为接下来你会发现他们遇到很多危险。
And from a mission perspective, you realize that Mark indeed was not suitable because later on they face lots of dangers.
所以在我们解释圣经的时候，我们一定要注意到文字、文法、文脉，而且呢，我们还要注意到文化。
So other than paying attention to the word study and the grammar and the context as we interpret the Bible, we also must pay attention to the culture.
这边文化意思说他背景，他们到底是谁，他们的关系是什么，他的地理位置，他们的文化，他各方面我都把它包括在文化里面。
So culture would include the background of the people and their relationship with each other, the geography, etc. all belong to culture.
所以当我们发现原来马可是巴拿巴的表弟的时候呢，哦，原来这个我明白你在做什么了。
And when we understand that John Mark was actually the cousin of Barnabas, then we realize, oh, now we know what he's trying to do.
而且呢，我又知道，原来你说我回去塞浦路斯，哦，你不要误会，塞浦路斯是我的家。
And when they went to Cyprus, you should realize, oh, they were going.
他说，我跟你吵架，不干了，不走了，搬 OK 了。
So they were not just going to a different place to preach, but after the disagreement, they actually quit and went home.
不是说他去另外一个地方宣教，这是不同的事情。
It's a totally different thing from going elsewhere to preach.
所以当你知道这些背景之后，你就知道，哎，这个不大对了。而且呢，你要知道保罗是使徒，他是领导者，而那个巴拿巴竟然不听保罗的劝告，这很明显，这个是错误。
So you realize that all these things, the culture comes in, and Paul was an apostle, and Barnabas did not obey him.
当然在解释圣经里面还有一个非常很重要的就是它的文体。
And in our interpretation of the Bible, another very important thing is the literary form.
它不但是文字、文法、文脉、文化，还有文体。
Not just the word study, the grammar, the context, the culture, but also the literary form.
当然这里呢，我们知道，如果它是一个诗歌，我们的解释方法就不同了。
And of course, if this is a poem, the way that we explain it will be different.
如果这个是这个预言的文体呢，我们解释方法又不同了。
If this is a prophecy, we will interpret it in another way.
但是在这里呢，这个文体呢，基本上就是一封信，所以这个应该是相当直接的可以解释。
And this is actually an epistle, and so the way that we should explain it should be quite straightforward.
所以有了这些资料呢，我们再来看这段圣经的时候，我个人坚持这个是保罗对巴拿巴错。
So with all these details, as we look at the passage again, personally, I would insist that Paul was right and Barnabas was wrong.
保罗是神所安立的使徒。
Paul was the apostle appointed by God.
是宣教的领袖。
He's the leader in mission.
巴拿巴是跟随他的人，他应该听从。
Barnabas was only a follower. He should have obeyed.
巴拿巴竟然硬坚持要带他自己人去。
And Barnabas wanted to bring his own people.
吵架的时候他回家不做了。
And after a dispute, he quit and went home.
这些都给我们看出巴拿巴是在这方面有错误的嫌头比较大。
And all these things point to the fact that Barnabas was wrong.
所以在这段圣经我们可以学习两个功课。第一个功课就是说我们要怎么解经。
And there are many lessons that we can learn from this passage. Of course, one of the lessons that we have just learned is how do we interpret the Bible.
第二个功课我们还可以学到什么呢？
And the second lesson that we can learn is,
裙带关系呢，不可以成在教会里面是不可以被接受的。
Nepotism is not the way of the church.
所以在教会你不要说这个是我的孩子，这个我的太太，这个是我的妈妈，他全部都是我们自己人做的。
And you cannot come to the church and say this is my son, this is my wife, this is my mom, so all the leadership positions must be taken by them.
我们要像主耶稣一样。
We must be like Jesus.
主耶稣呢，那告诉他，主耶稣啊，你的妈妈，你的兄弟在外面。
And people came to Jesus and said, Jesus, your mother and your brothers are outside.
主耶稣说，叔叔，谁是我的妈妈，谁是我的兄弟？
And Jesus answered, who are my mothers and my brothers?
这些听从神的话就是我的妈妈，是我的兄弟。
Those who listen to God's word are my mothers and my brothers.
第二呢，我们也可以学到一个功课，就是这个错误的这个应用恩慈呢，可以造成危险。
And secondly, we can also learn that compassion, when wrongly used, can be dangerous.
为什么呢？你如果说，哎呀，好了，把马可带去，我看他过不了腓立比，他就出事了。
And if they were compassionate and say, let's bring Mark along, I think they would meet with something bad before they pass Philippi.
啊，你看看，到了腓立比，接下来到马其顿呢，接下来全部下来呢，保罗都是在逃走的。
And as we read the book of Acts after Philippi, then it was Macedonia and the different places, Paul ended up fleeing for his life all the time.
啊，所以你看到保罗不断的被人追杀。
And Paul was being hunted down by his murderers.
如果马可在那里，他不但自己受到伤害，整个团队都会受到伤害。
If Mark were present, he would have met with harm along with the entire team.
所以有时候呢，我们一定要注意到，如果你太过仁慈，有时候是伤害到别人。
And you want to realize that if you are too overly compassionate, sometimes it brings harm.
而且呢，我们看到第三点，我们可以学的功课呢，就是我们必须要理性，不要感情用事。
And thirdly, we should be rational, not emotional when we make the decision.
巴拿巴跟保罗谈不妥的时候就回家了，就不干了，回家了。
When Barnabas disputed with Paul, he quit and went home.
那么第四呢，我们发现另外一个很重要的功课呢，就是在教会里面，神有案例，牧师、长老来负责，我们应该听从。
And fourthly, we realize that Barnabas should obey his leaders, just like in a church, God has appointed elders and pastors to be leaders.
那么分裂教会是错误的。
And dividing the church is wrong.
在圣经里面，我们看到教会里面神有安立长老来管理教会。
And we learn from the Bible that God has appointed elders to govern the church.
好像提摩太前书五章十七节，他说善于管理教会的长老，长老是要管理教会的。
Like 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders who rule well, so we know elders rule the church.
所以我们要学习顺服。
And we must learn to submit.
那么在彼得前书五章，他也是跟那些长老讲说，你们做长老的呢，要按神的旨意照管他们。
And 1 Peter 5:1, when Peter exhorts the elders, because he said that they are appointed by God to exercise oversight.
所以我们要学习教会，神有他的旨意，我们他这样定，我们就这样做。
So we must learn that in the church, God has His will. He has set it this way, and we should do it according to His will.
希伯来书十三章十七节也是这么讲，他说他劝那些信徒要依从那些引导他们的人。
Hebrews 13:17 says that we are to obey your leaders and submit to them.
而且要顺服。
And you must actually submit.
当然，作为长老、做教会领袖，必须要照顾神的羊。
Of course, as leaders of the church, as elders, they must take care of God's sheep.
啊，你要知道，这一些人坐在教会里面呢，是神眼中的同人。
And you want to know that all these people seated here in the church, they are the apple of God's eye.
是神所宝贵的信徒。
And they are the precious believers of God.
你要注意坐在你旁边那个是神的宝贝。
And you want to pay attention that the person sitting next to you is God's precious.
你对他好一点。
You should treat him nicely.
啊，因为这是神所看重的人。
Because this is someone whom God highly values.
所以呢，我们要去照顾、保护他们。
So we must take care and protect them.
所以教会的领袖呢，是工作是要保护这些人，要教导他们，因为这是神的儿女们。
And the church leader's work is to take care of and to protect all these people who belong to God.
所以呢，我们要学习来顺服神的带领。
And we must learn to submit to God's leadership.
所以我们盼望这段圣经很简单的跟大家思想如何解经。
And I hope that from this passage, we will have learned the lesson of how to interpret the Bible.
而且呢，怎么样在教会里面做决定？
And how to make decisions in the church.
让我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
让请圣灵为我们做祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word, and indeed, we thank you for the lessons that we learned today on how to interpret your word. Indeed, we ask that you help us, Lord, that we will not approach your word with too simply, and that we would actually study your word carefully in order to draw the spiritual lessons which we can learn. Help us, Lord, to rightly handle your word of truth. And we pray, O Lord, that even as we learn from Barnabas' lesson what not to do, we pray, O Lord, that you will help us, that we will not be proud and think that we are not like him, but that we would humble ourselves and submit to your will and to submit to the leaders of the church. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.